Tennessee, so it's so nice to come into warm weather. I'm sitting outside just looking at the river. So if you hear background noise, that's why. But this is a reminder for everybody, don't forget to go out and touch grass, right? So we have a lot of things that will distract us. We have financial markets that will distract us, things that are going on in our cities, in our states, in our countries, different policies, different things going on, emotions taking place everywhere else. So it's always a good reminder to like take a break, breathe, and go touch grass or go touch water, or go touch snow, like go wherever you are
Oh, don't touch
and
snow.
hey, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Don't touch
Yeah.
snow.
Don't touch snow. Technical
Well,
difficulties got the best
okay.
of me there, but
Well, some people like snow. So some people actually drive to the snow to go touch snow. So yes, touch snow. If you live in snow, maybe you don't want to touch snow, but yeah, but what's going on? Like, financial markets are having a lot of emotion right now. We're range trading. So like if you haven't been in these markets, you wouldn't know this. Like if you're new to it, we have a lot of new people coming in and they don't know that we always have volatility like this. Whenever there's emotion in the market, we always have volatility. It's just what normally happens. I mean, we've been ranging from 2100 to 4400 on ETH for the whole last 12 months. That's just normal. This is what we go through. So like if you see your portfolio going up, you get all excited. You see portfolio going down, everybody cries because they're like think, oh no, this is it. But so this is a reminder to go out, enjoy life when there's different things going on in the markets, to step away from the emotion and to like enjoy yourself, have fun, right? This is our one life. And yes, we get all consumed on what's going on in the markets, but if you just step away and come back, take a breath and see it from a fresh perspective, we usually bounce back anyway. So all that worry and stress that you went through that moment, you could have been going out and enjoying and touching snow or grass or
Okay.
water or
I was targeted, everybody, with the touch of
no. We like
snow.
snow. Like Californians go to Tahoe and Mammoth and Big Bear. They go actually intentionally to go touch snow. Like, because if we live along the coast, we don't see snow except that cold freeze that came by randomly. But most
Yeah,
people have to
Florida.
drive to go see the snow.
Even Florida and people in Florida got to touch snow this year.
Yeah, there was snow on the beaches in Florida. What was it? It was last week, wasn't it?
It
Yeah, it was
was.
last week. It was last week. So I guess people were wishing to touch snow and they got to touch snow. So
Wouldn't be my first wish, but
introduce
thank you either
yourself
way.
since you came on a little with technical difficulties.
Yes, I know, I know. Well, everyone, it's Joseph back again this week, joining with a little bit of technical difficulties, but we pushed through and it's all good, right? We're here and we're enjoying it. It's another amazing Tuesday. So welcome and thank you everybody for tuning in. This is Tech Trend Investments, but you've probably already heard the spiel at the start from Elizabeth. So I hope everybody is doing amazing and keeping with a fresh mindset, a happy and healthy and just exploring and doing everything that you love.
Yeah, it's been an eventful week with a lot of news coming out which affected the markets. We had AI coming from China and a couple other places that caused a fear in the markets, and then once they realized it wasn't as big of a threat, then the markets bounced back. That's just what happens on emotion, which makes it a great time to buy a dip. And then we had the threat of tariffs for Canada, Mexico, and China. That affected the markets because it happened over the weekend. The announcement came over the weekend before the markets even opened up. So then, of course, everyone gets emotion into the market and then it gets resolved in 24 hours and the markets bounce back. And then, I mean, that's the thing. Everyone has to understand like what happens in the financial markets is a lot of emotion. I mean, think about it before, I guess what would happen before is somebody would have to call up their stockbroker and then tell them, hey, I need to buy 100 shares of this. And then the stockbroker would have to put in the order and then it would have to go through. That's what happened before, right? And then, like, if they wanted to sell off, they had to wait until Monday morning when the stockbroker was open and then call it in. And then, once they called it in, then they would have to wait for the order to execute. And by that time, the market might have bounced back. But now, because of Wi-Fi and internet and online trading and day trading and everything, you can do things within milliseconds. So when somebody gets emotional, they just hit the sell button or they hit the buy button right away, right? So it causes a frenzy. So instead of like having that lag time of going through the process, and then by the time the process hits, the emotion's gone and the market's back. Now everybody just like, they're like, oh no, this means that this is going to happen. So sell, 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 sell. And then all of a sudden it bounces back. And then everybody caught it on the dip on the way back up. They got a great entry on the way back up. And then we dropped down to 21 and then we went all the way back up to 29 again. So like some people made over 40, what is it, 40%?
Yep, that's
Yeah,
40.
40% in a day. They were profitable 40% in a day, where everybody else sold and lost 40% in the day. So like which end of the stick were you on? Were you the one that was emotional and sold off? Or were you the one who like noticed it, the gaps in the market and when emotion plays in that you can get in on a low entry and then ride it back up? So you have to think about that. We try and take emotion out of trading. We try and take emotion out of the game. We try to be logical. But if you're riding on emotion, that's where you're going to lose. And I have a lot of people have come to me and like went based off of emotion. They went into trades where they went off of emotion because everybody else was saying, hey, this is great, buy, buy, buy. But by the time you hear other people saying to buy something, that's FOMO. That's fear of missing out. They're just trying to get you all to buy at the top. And by that time, it's already topped out. So the best thing is to always get into a low entry, trade with low amounts, watch what happens, take emotion out of the game, and then exit and de-risk at your two. Make sure you take profit out as it goes along. Don't throw your whole entire nest egg in. Trade with $10, trade low entry, de-risk at two, and then ride profit for free. And this is like a perfect example of what's been going on in the market for the last 7 to 10 days. Because we had emotion in the market with AI, we had emotion in the market with tariffs. So it like causes volatility in the market. And if you ride it through and you see what it normally range trades, then you'll understand. And then you can make sure you get in early at a low amount and then exit and take profits out. Again, if you're new to it, you trade with $10 and you watch what the $10 does.
Exactly. And when you de-risk, you're able to take a full all your emotion to the game. You have nothing tying yourself to that trade anymore. That initial investment, you already have it back and you're already looking for the next thing to put it into. And that money that's in there is free money. It's like going and getting a buy one get one free coffee. You buy one coffee and they say, "Oh, we got you another one." You finish your you take the first one and you have a second one and you can ride that one for free. And that's exactly what we aim to do, is to teach everyone to trade smarter, no emotions. And when you have no emotions on the line, you make better and clearer judgment calls. And if and just like the example we're using with Ethereum and Bitcoin and cryptocurrency and all the markets, with Ethereum at a 40%, if you sold at the top because you the signs were there that the market was going to go down, you sold, you got a nice exit, you bought back at the low. And you wrote it back up to 29. And if you de-risked, you can de-risk your initials. You could take out some and say, okay, now I'm gonna go look for something else to put it into as well. Because now you have excess money in there that you've made money on. Your money has made you money, and you're able to like put it in different places and explore different avenues that maybe you were looking at. Oh, I wanted to try. Let's see, I wanted to get into Ethereum. I wanted to get into Bitcoin too. Oh, I wanted to go and see. I wanted to try some meme coins. Now you have some profit money that you can start throwing and testing out different markets and feeling it all out. 'Cause that's what it's all about. It's learning and taking that free money that you make while you're trading and just exploring and having fun with it and learning and learning and learning. And then, oh, I like trading meme coins. Well, then we have there's more things for you to look into as well, because those come up. There's over 20,000 meme coins that happen a day.
Right. So like on ETH and BTC, we're ranging at like a 50% range. So We never can exactly time the top, and we can never exactly time the bottom. We can find out what range it's trading in. And so when we're seeing it point to signs that it's on its downward, you can take out some parts of it and then de-risk so you're not fully into it. On ETH and BTC, we're not making 2Xs on it or 4Xs or 10Xs because it's been around for a while, but it went up 40%. It also went down 40%. So like you could have like saw it at 29, exited at 2700. Oh, there's two raccoons running by me right now.
Oh no. Oh no. Don't let oh, no.
I know. So I'm right next to the river and I just saw two raccoons running by me. But
Oh
I know, just as long as they don't come next to me, I'm okay.
no.
If you hear me scream, that's what happened. I have no food on me, but they're like, let's interrupt right when she's saying hi.
They want to make an appearance and I
Their
like talk
appearance,
to
right?
everybody.
Welcome. So if you're trading and we're at 29, so it's ranging. It was ranging 2750 to 2950. But when news comes out, we know that emotion is going to come into the market. So we're going to see a dip. So it's going to go like 29, 27, 29, 27. It's ranging. When it pushes below a certain floor, we know it's probably going to head a little bit south. So then we would exit at 27. We can't always time the top. We always try to time the top, but that's like nobody's perfect at timing the top or timing the bottom, but you still have plenty of room to move in. Like if it went down 40%, you have 40% to move in, right? On going down, but it also went up 40%. So you have 40% to move in that too. So that's why whenever there's a big spread, we have a lot of room to move in. Now you also have to account for fees. So like when it was 29.50 and you exit out, say at 27.50, and then it dropped down to 21. But you're waiting to see where the bounce is. We always wait for a bounce. A bounce is when it's going red and all of a sudden it reverses and goes green. We call it a bounce. So we won't necessarily enter on the first bounce up because the first bounce up, it doesn't necessarily always hold. It might like go a little bit more red down and then have another bounce. And so when it's like 22, 24, that would be a great time to enter back in again because now it's showing a green chart back going up. So then you would enter back in. Now that gave you a range from 2750 to 2400 if you got back in at 24. That's just an example. So like ETH and BTC doesn't have these big, huge movements, but it has decent movements, it has a lot higher movements like the stock market does or interest rates do. It fluctuates a lot more, has a lot more volatility, but a lot of people just range trade it. Now on meme coins, we get in early. So meme coins, uh-oh, did we lose Liz, Joseph again? Meme coins, we have our we can catch a 2x. So like so say we got into a meme coin and we had meme coin ABC and the market cap is at 10K. All it has to do is move to a 20K market cap for us to catch a 2x. Now, if we wanted to catch a 4x, that 10K market cap would just have to go to 40K to catch a 4X. But since we built in the system strategy to take out the emotion out of the game, as soon as our 10K market cap goes to 20K, say we invested $10. So we traded with $10. The 10K market cap goes to 20K, and now it hit a 2X. We would take out our initial, well, now our portfolio value is at $20. So we would take out the first $10. That's our 50% at de-risk. We have $10 in profit still sitting in the trade. Now that trade is considered a free trade, right? We took our initial investment back out. We de-risked. We took out the initial $10. And now our $20 trade is sitting with $10 in profit and we have $10 back in our pocket. Now we wait for the next trade and we wait till it maybe that $10 goes up another 2x. And now it's worth $20 again. And so we'll take out like another $10. And now we have $10 in our pocket. We have $10 that is profit in our pocket, and we're still $10 in the trade. Now, if that trade goes to zero, we still have the $10 in our pocket, our initial investment. We have a $10 profit in our pocket. And now whatever's in the token may be at zero, but we made an extra $10 on that and we were writing for free. So that's like the different system and strategy that we're going with so that we can see Like on meme coins, we trade with low ETH amounts. We try trade with a higher X multiplier. We have a higher volatility, but with a $10, we go $10 trade to a 2X, de-risk, take out the initial 50%, ride with the $10 in profit, keep it in the token. As soon as it hits the next mark, take out $10 profit, leave another $10 in, and then you can either ride it on ladders up, or if it goes to zero, you're being safe. So meme coins has a higher volatility, it has a higher ROI. We have a different system and strategy because we can catch 2Xs, 4Xs, 10Xs, etc. On ETH and BTC, it usually moves in a range. ETH has been moving in that 2100 to the 4600 range. So it moves like a 2500 volatility. You can catch 50% on that one. BTC has gone from about 65 to 110. So it has about a 35% range on that one. So when people are day trading or range trading those, they're taking out smaller increments of profit. They may trade with like $100, and as soon as their $100 hits 120, they'll take out their $20 in profit. And then when their $100 hits 140, they'll take out the $40 in profit. And then when they see it starting to go down, then they'll exit out their complete strategy and they'll wait to trade it again. So those are just like different types of opportunities that you have when you have a range trading in the market in either meme coins or in BTC or in ETH. You look at to see what the range is going in, and then you adjust accordingly based on your profits. Now, when we're trading meme coins, we try and go on a low entry with low ETH. If we're entering into a meme coin and it's at a high market cap, say it's like at 1 million, 2 million, 5 million, 10 million, it's already kind of hit its peak. It's already hit its range. Some of these will go up to 200 million, some of them will go up to a billion, but they're at a higher range, so you're not going to catch a high ROI on those. So now if we got into a say we got into a token, and when it first launched, it was at a 10K market cap. Well, it's been range trading, it breaks out, and now it's at a million. Now people are still going to enter at that 1 million market cap. When they enter at that 1 million market cap, to catch a 10X from there, it's going to have to hit 10 million. So instead, they're probably going to catch like a 2X. So they're going to wait until it catches 2 million and then they'll pull out some money and some profit. But the higher the market cap goes, the lower you're going to catch on your ROI, the lower you're going to catch on your X's. So you have to adjust accordingly based on where you enter in the trade. Now, when it's at a higher market cap, it has a little bit less volatility, but it still has volatility. So say we got into another token and the token first launched and it was at a 10K market cap. And so the 10K market cap goes to a 20K market cap. And so if you can understand it, we'll do it like in cents. So say the token was at 10 cents and now the token went to 20 cents. We invested and we went into a low 10 cents. It doubled. We take out our initial investment and then we keep the rest of the money in. Now, say the token goes to a dollar. If we invest when the token is a dollar, it's going to have to go to $2 for us to take out 50% to catch a 2X. Where if we got in at 10 cents and it got a dollar, we would have caught a 10X. So you have to adjust based off of where the token is at, where the market cap is at, how much you're investing, if it has high volatility or if it has low volatility. If it's a stable, like a stock, it's a lot stable if it's been established for a longer period of time. If it's a token and it's brand new, it has a higher volatility, but you also have a higher ROI. Yay, Joseph is back. So when you enter into a trade, we want to look at like where are we entering into this trade? How volatile is the market? How volatile is the token? Where is it safest for me to get out? And if you end up de-risking and pulling out your initial profit, that's usually the safest thing to do because then you can watch it from the sidelines and not worry about losing your money because your money's back in your pocket and you're just trading on profit now. Hi, Joseph.
Hello. I love the technical difficulties. It's so great. Hello? Oh, there we, okay. I think we're all set,
I'm
right?
here.
Okay,
I'm
perfect.
here.
I got scared again. I got scared again. I don't know what happened. It's not a it's not like a technical power outage anywhere else, is there?
So
Because
maybe Mercury's in retrograde, just kidding.
don't scare me like that.
That's
Not
okay.
it's that's not supposed to happen for another like month or a couple weeks.
So we have events coming up though. So Super Bowl is this Sunday. Then there's Valentine's Day. Then there's Easter. Then there's, oh wait, forgot, St. Patrick's Day, Easter. So then 4th of July, summer.
It's all lining up too. It's like it's okay, when Christmas is over, it's like the start of all the holidays again. People think of it, oh, it's the end, but it's really just the start. Because everyone always looks at it the wrong way. They say, oh, Christmas, it's the end of the year, it's the last holiday, it's the end, right? But it
We
look at it
started New
like
Year's all over again.
exactly New Year's, bam, holiday, 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 holiday,
Right,
just
lots of
piling them
holidays.
all up.
So the market's affected by the holidays too. People have to understand, like, the crypto market is always ongoing. It's 24/7. It doesn't close. It's always running because it's international hours. Everybody that trades, it's international. It's decentralized. It's all over the world. Everybody can trade it. They don't have to rely necessarily on a broker. They can go into their wallet and buy it. They have lots of exchanges to buy it from. It's always ongoing, but we're still affected by the holidays because when a holiday happens, some people don't trade, right? Even though they can, doesn't mean they want to. So like if they're out on a boat on the lake, they're probably not going to trade. If they're watching the Super Bowl, they might trade because I bet you there's going to be lots of crypto commercials on Super Bowl. So we're probably going to have an influx of people coming into the market. So it's probably a really good time to get into the market right now while we have a dip, because after Super Bowl and the commercials come on and everybody starts trading, we know that there's probably going to be an influx of volume coming into the market too. Plus, we're at the beginning of the month right now. We're just going through all these big announcements that are going to be coming up that are favorable for crypto. And we're having wild rides right now in range trading, but a lot of good news we anticipate is going to be coming out pretty soon too. So, and new people coming into the market.
And that's always exciting. New faces, new traders, more volume. Everyone, it's really shaping up to be hopefully a really good 4-year period, and hopefully continuous after that. It's with the news that's coming out, a lot of crypto related as of like the past week, crypto related news and a lot of speculation of as to what's to come, with especially last night, which was funny. There was a tweet about Ethereum from Eric Trump, which caused a little bit of a rally in the market. A lot of very, I guess,
Well, we
emotion
have,
enticing.
yeah, so we have rumors, but nothing official, quote unquote, has been done.
Released.
Right.
Yes,
So like
exactly.
once it goes to fruition and it happens, then we'll have that rally. But right now, people always buy in anticipation or they sell in anticipation. So like when they announce on tariffs, they like that it didn't affect the cost of goods yet, but hypothetically, if the tariffs went into effect, it would affect cost of goods, and that would usually take place in 30 days, and so it would catch up with inflation. Where so people buy or sell based on right today on what they anticipate is going to happen in the future, and then when it actually happens, they've already built that price into the market. That's what people don't understand, is like they think, oh, it's when it happens is when it becomes significant. It's people build the price into the market on what they foresee in the future based on what is going to happen in the future on something. So you have to think of it this way. So I always like this example of Christmas time and say like Xbox or PlayStation.
Oh no.
This is my analogy. So think about it, like when there's ever, or Apple, whenever there's a new release of technology, right? Everybody, ooh, it smells like garlic, smells good. So I just had to throw that in there for all of you that are hungry. I haven't had dinner yet. It does smell really good, though.
I was not expecting that.
It does smell really good though now in Italian food. But anyway, so think of Christmas. So think of Christmas. So think of Christmas, right? Or holidays for giving presents. And they have new technology coming out, and everybody wants that new technology. So if it's like a new Apple phone or a new Xbox or PlayStation or whatever, the price goes up because the demand, right? There's a high demand, low supply. Everybody goes in and tries to buy it the first day. They wipe out the store, there's nothing left, and now they can resell it at a higher price. So the secondhand or the other online shopping areas that bought up the supply wait for their release and they double, triple, quadruple the price, right? So that's what happens in the financial markets too. So say now you're going to get an Xbox for like $1,000. I'm just doing rounding numbers just so you can get a general idea. And they only had a supply of 1,000 and it runs out. And so now there's zero available, but there's still a huge demand, but there's zero supply. So if somebody owns one brand new in the box, they're going to try and resell it to somebody else, and they may sell it to somebody for $4,000 because there's a high demand, low supply causes the price to go up. So same thing when we have new people coming into the crypto market, right? We have a high demand, lower supply causes the prices to go up. But
Right.
when we have new people coming into the crypto market too, and people don't think of this, they're not used to volatility in trading. They're not used to having these range trades. They're used to stocks where stocks only move like a dollar. So if you had a $200 stock and it moved to 220, you made a 10% gain. That's like amazing in stock market. If you have a $10 stock and it moves to $11, you make a 10% gain, and that's amazing. Well, when you're trading in crypto, we have huge swings where it's 40%. So if you invested $1,000, it goes up to $1,400. You made a 40% gain. If you're trading in meme coins and you traded $10, it goes to $20. You've doubled. So they're not used to these huge swings or these high returns or these high volatility. So when they come in and they see a dip, which is normal, maybe we have a 10% dip, which is normal. Like a day, we'll have a 10% dip and then we'll go back up 10%. We'll go down 10%, we'll go up 10%. So, but there's a high demand that comes in, a low supply causes volatility in the market. They get into it, they buy $10 or they buy $1,000. They see it dip down 10% and freak out and then sell off. Where if they watched it for a while, they would see that this is normal and this is what normally happens. So we have a positive aspect that comes in when we have new people coming into the market. We have volume coming in, which causes a high demand with a low supply, causes the prices to go up, but they're not used to these markets. So when they see a dip, they panic sell and sell off. Then it causes volatility and then it goes down. And then we repeat the cycle all over again until people get used to the market and understand that this is what normally happens in these markets. It doesn't happen necessarily in the Dow or the S&P or the Nasdaq or in stocks and bonds, but it does happen in crypto. We do have huge range trade swings where it goes up 40%, down 40%. In a day, it may go up 5%, go down 5%. But we're range trading in the 2100 to the 4600. That's a big range. And BTC was range trading in 65 to 110 plus. That's a range. But BTC is now only gone about like 85 to 110, where ETH has gone from 21 to 46. So that's something to consider when you're coming into a market. You see what the market does. You see what kind of ranges it does. You see what kind of volatility it is, and you adjust accordingly. If you have a higher risk, you enter and trade with lower amounts. If you have a higher range, you enter and trade in lower amounts. You de-risk quicker in a higher range and volatility than you would in a stable market. If you're in the Dow, you're in a stock, you wouldn't de-risk right away because you're not going to hit a 2x quickly. So you're going to take out small amounts of profit, or you're going to use it for long term. When you're in a higher range, higher volatility, you enter with lower amounts and you pull profit out earlier and faster too.
Exactly. And it reminds me of there's I guess we can relate it back to talking about meme coins. There's meme where in the stock market, if the stock goes down 10%, then the whole building's on fire and everyone's going crazy. Where in crypto, if the stock goes down, or a meme coin goes down, we'll call it 100% or 80% or 60%, they're still wearing sunglasses and everything's fine. It's
They're
all
waiting for it to
about
come back on the bounce. Yeah, because it bounces quicker too.
exactly. There's rebounds. It's volatile. There's lots of volume. It's very quick. The market reacts. It's very emotion based and it's global. You're not just dealing with US citizens, you're dealing with global citizens, everyone around the world buying and selling. So it's different times, it's different hours, it's different events, and it's up and down, up and down, up and down, and you can trade that range and it's super, super good if you're able to handle that risk and you're trading it right with a low amount of money, and you're able to de-risk and take out your profits at the appropriate times. And you can really capitalize on this on the market without emotion. Obviously, you can't have emotion when trading this. You have to have the sunglasses on and being like, oh,
Well,
it doesn't
that's what we
matter.
always say. Yeah, that's why we always say whenever you get into something new, don't throw lots of money in it. Throw $10 and watch what it does. So here's some interesting facts. So, I just saw something that was really interesting. So
I'm not touching it.
stock market usually like it you usually get a 12% return is what they say. So I guess it's been about 7 to 10% lately. Real estate gets about an 8 to 12% return. Now, when people are doing loss aversion versus doing trying to save and gain more money, if they've lost money, they tend to chase more. So if you're entering into a trade and you're learning and you're new at it and you're just trying it out, that's why we say always to trade with small amounts. And if you're entering into something where you don't know what you're doing necessarily, just try the $10 so you can see what it does. See what the range is going in, see what the volatility is. Because most people, when they lose money, then they keep chasing after to win that money back. If you're trading with $10, that was your coffee money, that was like your Starbucks for the day. And it's not as painful, and you won't chase after that. You'll learn from it. You'll go, oh, okay. So I entered into $10. It went to $8. I'm down $2. That was the tip. Now, if I'm in at $10 and it goes up to $14, I'm like, wow, that worked. Because it keeps ranging. It's going up and down and up and down and up and down. But then that way you're able to see it. But if you're throwing thousands of dollars at it and it drops 20%, you get scared, panic, and sell out, and then it runs back up, and then you chase it back in and get in at the top. So that's why I'm saying whenever you're trying something new, you're learning how to trade, you're learning a new investment, no matter what kind of investment it is, if it's in crypto, if it's in real estate, if it's in like flipping clothing or flipping baseball
Sneakers.
cards or something like that, sneakers. Yeah, if whatever you're new in, you want to always find out like what kind of returns does it get? What kind of investment do I need? What ranges does it work in? Does it go off of volume? Does it go off of emotion? Like you want to know what you're investing in. And then the best way to do it is invest with a small amount, try it out for a little bit of time, see how it goes over a month. And then if you like the system, you like how it trades, you like the type of returns you get on it, then invest a little bit more. But now you're seasoned, you're experienced, you got to see what it does, and you get to see if that works for you or not.
Exactly. It's not you're not gonna you're never gonna go into let's put it in sneaker terms. You're not gonna go in on the first time you're buying sneakers to resell them and buy 100 of them. You're gonna buy one, and then you're gonna try to sell it and see how it goes, and then you can buy two, and then three, and so on and so forth, and scale your way up. You never want to jump into something new and throw the whole nest egg at it and be, oh, there you go. It's all in. I'm all in. And then you find out, oh, maybe this isn't for me,
Right. So, I mean,
right?
same thing with like real estate. So, say you're in real estate, you wouldn't go and buy a $20 million house and try and flip it for 40 million. You would probably go and buy like a 500,000 outlier area of rental income and then get the income come in and then flip it for 750. But you wouldn't invest all of it into one thing. So same thing when you're trying out any new type of investment, new type of crypto. You put $10 in BTC, which is Bitcoin. You put $10 into ETH, which is Ethereum. You put $10 into XRP or something, then you try that out. And then you watch what each of them do with that $10. Now BTC is up to 11 or 12. Yay, it's going up. Ethereum is up to $11. Yay, it's going up. Okay, Ethereum went down to 9. Okay, well, let's just watch it. And you watch it over 30 days, you see what it does.
Exactly. And you even do that as well. And you're a seasoned investor. You still throw money into small tokens or new tokens and
Oh, I
see where it
watch them
goes.
all the time. I have my
Exactly.
portfolio has $10 of Pepe, $10 of Trump, $10 of XRP, $10 of Litecoin, $10 in like just one wallet so that I can watch the volatility of each. I don't have to look at charts. I can just see what my $10 is doing and which one is responding and which one isn't. So that way I do it, and I've been trading for a while. I've been in
Exactly.
crypto since 2016 and I still do the same thing. Like, if I invest, I still use the same system and strategy. If somebody asks me how to trade, I still tell them the same system and strategy. If I'm investing in a meme coin, same system and strategy. If I veer off, I lose. If I keep with it, I'm either break even or I'm profitable. But I always watch it and I always use the same thing, $10.
$10, $10, $10. De-risk, rinse, repeat.
Right,
And
same thing. Like right now, we've been running tests for the last 3 weeks on our auto trader, and we're not throwing big ETH at it. We're throwing $3 to $5 a trade. So like we're doing 100 tokens a day, and we could like be throwing thousands at it. You always want to see what kind of inputs and outputs you get. You want to see what kind of results you get. Then you modify your results, and as you modify your results and it becomes consistent and it improves, then you increase your amounts. But we've been running tests for over like 3 weeks on the auto trader, and we've only been investing like $3 to $5 on each of the trades. So, like we're using our system strategy, whatever we do, wherever we do, it's the same thing. And so when you're getting into something new or you're trying something out new, or you even have FOMO, if somebody says, "Hey, buy this coin, only invest $10, see what it does." Because they're telling you probably because they want the coin to run up, but it might have already hit its peak. So only invest $10, you know, only invest the amount that you're willing to like watch, learn from. And then once you get seasoned at it, you get experienced at it, then you get better at it, then you can start investing a little bit more, a little bit more. But I still only invest $10 on all my trades.
See, even seasoned investors follow the systems and strategies, and it works. And if we do it, that means you guys can do it too. It's your coffee money, everybody. It's your coffee money. Only put in what you can risk, and then test the waters, and get in more and scale if you feel comfortable, and only when you feel comfortable. And that's the key. And make sure you de-risk, de-risk, de-risk. That I'm gonna keep. We're gonna keep emphasizing de-risk, 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 and then let your moonshot ride. That's it. Moonshot being what you have left in. I think I should clarify that. And then yeah. And don't be scared of these markets. These markets, everything bounces back. If you're scared of anything, like us, like me and my fellow Canadians, with the tariff scares, it all bounces back, and it's only temporary, and everything gets solved, and everything goes back to the way it was. So, everybody, it's all an emotion game. As soon as you take emotion out, everything's fine.
Yeah, just to make sure when you're investing, though, only invest if it's high risk, the amount that you're willing to lose your coffee money. If it's long term over the haul, stocks, bonds have an 8% to 12% return if it's long term. 1 year may have volatility and drop down 30%. The next year it may have a volatility and go up 10%. But over the long term, like if you're investing for retirement or college or whatever you're investing for, if it's long term, it averages out and comes out to 8 to 12%. If you're in higher volatility markets and you're going for trading and you're going for flips and it has a higher return, but it's a higher risk, then we only invest small amounts. But long term, watch what the market does. We may have a pullback in the market and then it bounces back, just like the Dow had a pullback in the market and it bounced back. If you're holding on long term, you're going for like that 8, 12% over 5 year, 10 year, 20, 30 year, 50 year, whatever you're going for. But if you're going short term, you always want to invest low amounts when it's high risk. But again, don't forget to touch grass, enjoy your life. Go see the water, go see the sand, go touch the grass, go spend time with family and friends, go see the snow if you like the
Oh.
snow. Not if you live in the snow. Other people still want to go see the snow. Like the snow's not going to be here that long. It's going to be spring again soon, too. Enjoy the
Yes.
Super Bowl. Have fun with your family, friends, or wherever. I'm going to be in Vegas for the Super Bowl. I'm at the river right now, so I'm like sitting outside looking at the ocean, not the ocean, looking at the Colorado River, watching raccoons run by, smelling garlic. So that this is like enjoying. I'm here with all of you, talking to all of you all over the world as I watch raccoons go by. But so have fun, everybody. It's don't forget it's
Yes.
Taco Tuesday. So
Yes.
enjoy your times with friends and family. Have fun at Super Bowl. Watch the emotion go into the market. Just trade with $10, but have fun. Like, it's fun. If you don't enjoy what you're doing and you're not having fun, then don't be in it. Go find something that is your passion. Go find something that is fun for you. Learn something exciting and then pursue that. But we're going to
Yes.
probably wrap it up.
Yes, thank you everybody for tuning in to this week's episode of Tech Trend Investments on LA Talk Radio. Touch some grass, see some snow, touch some snow. That hurt to say, but
Go
enjoy yourself. Have an
eat some
amazing.
garlic Italian food. No.
No, it sounds good right now.
We'll see y'all next week, and thank you.
Yes, bye everybody.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa only.